Good evening, Mayor.
Good evening.
Good evening. Today is, what is today? September
23rd.
September the 23rd, 2020. And this is a special call meeting of the Fairburn City Council. Madam Clerk, would you call the roll, please?
The Honorable Mayor Elizabeth Carhurst.
Present.
The Honorable Mayor Pro Tem Ulysses J. Smallwood.
Present.
The Honorable Councilwoman Linda J. Davis.
Present.
The Honorable Councilman Alex Heath.
Present.
The Honorable Councilman Pat Pallon.
Present.
The Honorable Councilwoman Hattie Portis Jones.
Present.
The Honorable Councilman James Whitmore.
Present.
Madam Mayor, the attendance of council constitutes a quorum. Please allow the meeting to continue.
Thank you so much, Madam Clerk. Attorney Randy Turner, you're on the line also. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay, Madam Clerk, make sure the records reflect that our city attorney is also present. City Council, I called you all together this afternoon so that we can make a decision on the latest decision by Fulton County to give the 14 cities a share of the $104 million that was received from the federal government for COVID-19 expenses. I have sent you out a draft IGA that has been individualized for all of the cities, and it gives our share of $25 million. They had originally agreed to give us $2.5 million, and they decided on September the 16th to give us an additional $22.5 million, which would have taken the amount to $25 million. In the negotiations with Fulton County, we had asked for $30 million. Well, actually, we wanted $70 million. And they decided that from a Board of Commissioners meeting on September the 16th, that they would allocate $25 million to all of the 14 cities because we had threatened an injunction of the spending of the $104 million. They decided to give us the $25 million plus $5 million in PPEs, which are counted to $30 million. Now, the $25 million is going to be cash, and it's divided up between all of the cities according to population. When you look at our population, the chart that I sent you, they use the numbers of $16,768 as our population. And this is the number that they have gotten from the census. It's not a confirmed number, but it's the number they've received since the last census report in 2010. And so if you look at the $25 million that they are dividing between the 14 cities, that amounts to about $41.72 per citizen. The federal government gave Fulton County $174 per citizen, but we're receiving $41.72. After meeting with all of the mayors, we've come to a consensus that we are in agreement to accept the $25 million in cash and the $5 million in PPEs. Now, the PPEs would roughly be about maybe $200,000, $150,000 to $200,000 for the city of Fairburn. That's a lot of PPEs. We're backstocked now, and we didn't even take delivery of the shipment for this month. So I'm bringing this before you all tonight because we have to sign the IGA. Randy has reviewed it. There's going to be a change on it, and that's as far as the date is concerned, that we have to have our final receipts into them of expenditures to get reimbursed. Now, within the next couple of days after we sign this IGA, we will get a 30% advance of our $669,000. And that's going to be roughly $209,872 that we should receive within the next couple of days as soon as it's executed. That will leave us a balance of $421,000 that they have to pay us. Right now, the city of Fairburn has $191,410 in expenses that we have to submit to Fulton County. These expenses are from May 16th until September the 18th. So once we take the $191,410 from the $421,000, that's the amount that we're going to have to actually spend. But we still have the $209,000 that we're going to get within the next couple of days. That's included in that $699,000. Okay, so with that being said, all of the cities, 13 cities, have agreed to accept IGA and for the $25 million and the $5 million in PPE. The city of Fairburn has received as of yesterday a check, well, two checks, one for $13,398. We received that back on September the 4th. And on yesterday, we got another check in for $54,985, which amounted to the $68,000 that was owed to us from March 1st to what's that date, Rod? March 1st?
May 15th.
May 15th. So we've got $68,000 in. Like I said, we still have $191,000 of expenses out that we need to get reimbursed for. So with that being said, Council, Randy has reviewed the IGA. If there's anything we want to talk about as far as what we can spend this money on, we'll be more than happy to talk to you about that. My plans are to get with the finance director, the interim finance director, sometime next week. We go over some things that we need to expend this money on, and then we'll send it out to council and let you all look at what we're looking at. Now, some of the things that we are looking at that I've taken a few minutes to look at, and we're going to include hazard pay in there. We're looking at the face recognition thermometers. Union City has these thermometers. I went down about 2 weeks ago and looked at those. You walk up to it, it gives your temperature, and it's something that we're going to need once we open back up. And our buildings are going to need that those facial recognition thermometers. Also, we need to look at laptops for teleworking. We've only ordered about 10, 12 laptops. We need laptops in. We can use that money. We can use COVID funds for that. We can use it for upgrading our Zoom meetings. And we can use it for community needs. And so, with that being said, I'd just like to put it out on the table for a discussion tonight as to what your position is on the execution of this IGA so that we can get the $699,575 from Fulton County. We've negotiated all we can. There's no more negotiation. We're at the end of the ropes. This money has to be spent by December 30th, and we got to get everything back to Fulton County by December the 15th. If we don't, we have to send that money back to Fulton County so that they can send it back to the feds. So the floor is open for a discussion.
Mayor, Councilman Heath, is the total amount, I think $2.5 million that we're supposed to get,
No.
supposed to be spent?
No, sir. They only that with Fulton County only gave the 14 cities $25 million to be spent among to be divided among the 14 cities. And I sent you all a chart, and it gives the 14 cities and what each of our allocations are.
We received it.
Mayor, could I interject a couple of things here? This is Randy.
Yes.
I'm just on the telephone today, but I think what you might be looking at there, Mr. Heath, in that second whereas in the agreement, it says $2.5 million.
Yes, sir.
That was what they proposed to pay us originally.
Correct.
You go down a couple of more paragraphs and you'll see that number was increased to $25 million.
Yes, sir.
And that money is being distributed to 13 cities in the county. The city of Atlanta is not involved in this at all because the city of Atlanta got its own allocation of CARES money. So when you're looking at, for example, with as far as the city of Fairburn and all the other 13 city, with the city of Atlanta excluded from this, and their population excluded from it, of course, it boosted everyone else's percentage up a bit.
Yes.
You follow me? Because this $25 million is just being allocated across the 13 cities. And that's where you get, based on the population number that the mayor just said, that's where you come up with $699,575 total.
Okay. So we are supposed to just get $699 total?
That's it.
That's correct.
Oh, I thought it was more than that.
We did too, but Fulton County would not budge. They only, well, you know, at first they were only going to give us $2.5 million.
Yes.
And that was it. And so we kept negotiating. And our last negotiation broke down last week. And the Board of Commissioners, like I said, met on September the 16th. And we've pulled out all of the favors, all of the strings that we could possibly pull out. All of our cities have talked to our commissioners, and that's the best we can do. It's $25 million plus $5 million in PPEs. That's it. It's $25 million in cash.
All right. Thank you.
And just also to clarify these dates, the agreement that you all are looking at right now, for example, in Article 1, Subsection 3, those dates have been changed from November 15th to December 15th. That will provide additional time for the 13 cities to actually spend their allocation. Now, this is not as the mayor was explaining to me earlier, that's not a particularly big deal for the city of Fairburn, but it was for some of the larger cities who are getting more, right, based on their population. So there are some adjustments in those dates that have been agreed to push out the time and to push out the period in which the cities can spend their allocation and provide documentation of the eligibility to receive it.
Are there any other questions or comments from any other council person?
Well, I have a question, Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood.
Yes, sir.
And we don't have to spend a whole lot of time on it because obviously you guys have negotiated and I believe exactly what you say. But I know in the beginning we felt pretty strong that we could get more, you know, but I know Randy said that language was kind of vague in the act. What actually is their stance why they're not giving us what we thought we were going to get in the, like we thought that whole $100 million should be distributed among the cities, but what happened or what is the, you know, their stance that enables them to do this? Maybe that's a Randy question.
I think Mr. Smallwood is exactly what you just said. I mean, you know, we had some caucus with some other city attorneys. And I think it was the city of Roswell actually had interacted with some potential outside counsel for bringing the lawsuit that we had told them that we would bring over this. But the CARES Act itself did not provide the kind of clarity in there that we would have liked to see. So we definitely would be looking at a protracted litigation with the county, because the county was not going to concede that they were obligated to give really any more than that $2.5 million. But they did agree then to increase it now to a total allocation of 30, five of it being specifically set aside for PPE. But the bottom line is that their legal position on that was actually pretty good.
Okay. Yep. Well, you know, okay. I'm good. I just want a little clarification.
And Mayor Pro Tem, we're hoping that if there's another round of allocations from the federal government for COVID-19 funding, we're going to be pushing very hard that language is clarified in more detail, because Fulton County was one of the few counties that did not allocate the funding per capita population. They just didn't do it. And if they had done that, which was $174.45 per person, we would have gotten that $2.5 million.
Yes.
But they did not. And so it's just the way it was written, and they interpreted it a certain way where other counties did not. And Fulton County did.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mayor, just Councilman Whitmore.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm glad we're getting something instead of nothing. I'm glad that we were able to, you guys, the mayors, were able to negotiate from that $2 million up to the $25 million cash, put 5,000 in PPEs. That's going to help us out. It's going to help with whatever we have coming in the future. And in communicating with Commissioner Joe Karn, I know he has been an advocate for us and pushing from that $2 million going up. We appreciate all of his efforts. But at this juncture, I think, as you already forestated, that's the best we're going to be able to do. We exhausted all lanes of negotiations. So I'm happy that we're where we're at now versus not getting anything at all. So those are my comments.
Thank you, Councilman Whitmore. Are there any other council members who have any other comments?
Yes, Mayor. Councilwoman Portis Jones, question for clarification.
Mm-hmm.
And this is addressed to our city attorney, Mr. Turner. All of the documentation and the reimbursement for expenses will be approved by Fulton County before reimbursement. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That would be correct. Yes, ma'am.
So my question is regarding the indemnification clause that's on page mm-hmm. 4.
Mm-hmm.
So why would we have to indemnify them if they are the one that approves the funds that are reimbursed to us?
Councilwoman Forrest Jones, that was their position, that they will review the expenditures and they will make the reimbursements. It's very similar to the kind of thing that we enter into with grant recipients. Even though we make final decisions on disbursements, we require that if those requests for funding documentation end up to be flawed at some point later on, that it would be the recipient of the money's responsibility to reimburse. I can't give you any better answer for that than that. That came out, I mean, that is a, if you look at allocations of various kinds of money, pass-through monies that go through Fulton County government, that's generally the language that's included in all of those sub-recipient agreements.
All right, thank you.
I mean, it is a negotiating position that they took, and that that might not be a good answer, but that is why it's in there.
So council understands that this was really a hard-nosed negotiation with Fulton County. The chairman Pitts was not, he was not on the city side whatsoever. And I'm sure from the article that you read in the AJC from Mayor Baca and his comments, we were screwed, and that's the way we feel. But we also feel that, you know, they may have won this battle, but they haven't won the war. We're going to have to go back down to Fulton County and sit at the table for some other negotiation, namely key splash and loss. And so it's going to be a different time this time around, because Fulton County did not treat us fairly. Fairman should have gotten $2.5 million. And so we end up with roughly $700,000 of 2.5, which was not fair. But there's nothing we can do about it at this point, because they're running the clock out on us. And if we don't take the money and spend what we have, then they're going to spend it. I can tell you they're going to spend it. We're asking for an audit. The 14 cities is asking for an audit. And that is, we want to know how they have been spending the balance of this money. You know, we want to know where it's been going, because they've been doing some work with the city of Atlanta has spent money on city of Atlanta residents, which is double dipping, because Atlanta received their share of the COVID funding simply because of their population without having to go through the county. So we're not happy with that. We're not happy with it. So there are some things that we're talking about as a group of mayors, and we have committed ourselves to sticking together, because something is going to come up again, and we're looking forward with it before this year's over, and we're going to go to the table playing hardball too. So and it's not a threat. It's just what we're going to do, because our citizens deserve this $2.5 million. And, you know, it's just a drop in the bucket. But, you know, we can use what we got. And so that's where we are right now. I do have a metric of CARES Act eligible expenses that Fulton County did send to me. And I'll be more than happy to send it out to council. As soon as this call ends, so you all can look to see what they say is eligible and what is not eligible. And so we're going to follow this guideline down to the T and make sure we get reimbursed.
Mayor, this is Councilwoman Davis.
Yes, ma'am.
Just answered my question in reference to what qualifies for reimbursement. Part B to my question is, who are we accountable to, Fulton County or the Federal CARES Act?
Well, we're accountable to Fulton County because they actually received the monies. And so they have to account to the federal government.
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. We are a sub-recipient of those monies.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Much like receiving CBC, you know what I'm talking about, the community development block grants money.
Right. Yeah.
So, Mayor Councilman Heath.
Yes, sir.
I'm just trying to get grasp this, I guess. But the $421,318 that is left over, do we have to use it by December the 15th? In order to keep it, or do we lose that?
Well, actually, we have $699,575, because in the next couple of days, we're going to get a check from Fulton County, which is a 30% advance.
Right.
Which is going to be $209,000. So yes, we have to spend this money. We have to have receipts in hand delivered to Fulton County by December the 15th.
And that's for the full $699,575.
That's correct.
Wow.
We have to have the documentation. We have to spend the money. All right, we're allowed. We're going to be allowed to use the money for a period of time beginning in March through December 15th. Right. Final documentation on all the expenditures have to be with Fulton County by December 21st.
Got it. Okay.
And that originally was going to be November 15th.
November. Yeah. It's just crazy.
Yeah. Thank you. That helps.
Council, I will send you out after this meeting. I get Erica to send you out the matrix of the CARES Act eligible expenses that we got from Fulton County. And we are going to adhere to this to the penny, because whatever we spend, we want to get our money back.
Right. Right. Yes.
So does anyone else have any questions concerning negotiation of what the 14 cities did in order to get this $25 million, and the approval tonight of this IGA, because Fulton County is awaiting each mayor to let them know. A couple of cities had meetings last night, I believe. I think College Park or East Point had some meetings last night. And after our meetings, they're expecting us to let them know what our council decided, so that they can proceed with sending us the 30% advance.
Right.
So are there any other questions or comments from any of the council members, or Mr. Taylor, yes, you're online. Are you, Roderick, you're on the line, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you want to make any comments as far as finance is concerned? We're up to date right now. And it's just a matter right now of us submitting our expenses for the $191,000 that we've already expended. And this includes the hazard pay, you all. So what's going to happen is, Council, is that this is going to help us out in our budget next year, because we've already put place in our budget hazard pay for our employees. So them paying this hazard pay, that money is going to be a little cushion for us next year.
Good.
Great.
Mayor, question, Councilwoman Portis Jones.
Yes.
What would happen if any of the 13 remaining cities does not agree to accept this? Does it affect the ones that do?
No, it does not.
Okay.
They will work with the ones that, and I can tell you, I had a conference call today. All of the cities are accepting.
Okay.
Okay, but even if a city pulled out, it doesn't affect this IGA with us. These IGAs are individual IGAs. They don't have all of the 14 cities' names on it. It's just one city's name on each IGA.
Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Are there any other questions? Comments? Okay. May I have a motion on the floor to approve or disapprove this IGA, and so that we can notify Fulton County and authorize me to sign the IGA for the city of Fairburn?
This is Councilman Whitmore. I make a motion that we approve the IGA for Fulton County and authorize the mayor to sign it to represent the city.
Is there a second?
Second, Councilman Heath.
Motion made by Councilman Whitmore and seconded by Councilman Heath. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Are those any opposing? That motion carries 6-0. Thank you, council members. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Is there a motion on the floor to adjourn?
So move, Councilwoman Davis.
Motion made by Councilwoman Davis to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second, Councilman Whitmore.
Seconded by Councilman Whitmore. Motion made and second. Everybody have a great week and a safe week.
You too, Mayor.
Thank you. You too.
You too, Mayor. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good night.